Hello, masturbators. Savatipimai. It is April 2024, and this is my life update. So this is just where I talk about either things happening in my life, sexual, non-sexual, whatever. It's just me checking in, right? So first and foremost, happy Thai New Year. It already passed. It was on the 15th. So during that time, I was taking like some time off, just because like as a masturbator, I don't really celebrate too many holidays. I kind of just masturbate through them instead of doing like the traditional like things. Like even for Christmas, I don't even like buy presents for anybody. I just masturbate, right? But Thai New Year's is one of those things where I actually do celebrate them. I celebrate three New Year's. If you don't know, I celebrate the January 1st one. I celebrate the Lunar New Year, and then I celebrate Thai New Year or like Songkran. So that's kind of like how I keep myself on track to do my New Year's resolutions, which like currently I'm failing at a little bit, not gonna lie. So my New Year's resolution was to start taking powerlifting more seriously, but at the same time I was trying to like pay off taxes, right? Because I owed about like 12k in taxes, which yeah, 12k. I'm still pissed off about that. That's with deductions too. That's with all of my deductions, all of my charitable donations, everything. Got it down from like 14k to 12k, which is just kind of bullshit in my opinion, especially because now I'm like making money to like pay off the taxes, and then that's going to be taxable income for next year too. So it's just like a never-ending cycle, in my opinion. Yeah, so not fun. I had to like sort of pull in, you know, quadruple shifts. You know, I masturbate, record this stuff, and then after that I go out dumpster diving, and then after that I go do delivery work, food, retail, everything, right? And so I've been doing like everything I can to pay it off, but I only got up to 7k paid off, and so I had to do a payment plan, which sucks, but you know, it is what it is. At least I got a payment plan. And now I know I could have made the 12K easily. It was just that like my body just kind of gave out. You know, if you ever had that happen, it really sucks. So for me, what happened was, you know, I was doing all of that, and on top of that, I was like doing stuff for like coping mechanisms, right? Like I was masturbating, I was playing guitar, doing martial arts, doing lifting, playing violin, playing drums, you know, cooking. You know, what's the common through line with all those things? I was doing stuff that involved my hands. And so eventually I got to the point where my hands just started to really hurt and I was really concerned. And so I went to the doctor, and like around that time, my joints also started to hurt. And so I was concerned that maybe I like pushed myself too hard, but they just said like, yeah, it's just overwork. And so, you know, I had to recover from that. And in order to recover from that, I couldn't really do anything for like an entire week. And this was before, you know, Thai New Year's. It was like in March. And so I was like just sitting in bed, sort of just like staring at the TV or staring at a wall. You know, I can't even watch porn. I had to use like my automated like blowjob machine. And even that doesn't feel as good as like a hand on penis sort of situation, you know. You know, going up and down on penis is very fun. And I couldn't do that. That was taken away from me. Because I just, you know, used my body too much. So that sucked. I got to where like I can move again within a week, so I'm happy about that. But, you know, my hamstrings are still pretty tight from all the sitting down, and so like even now it kind of hurts to sit down a little bit. But, you know, I'm getting better. That's what I'm happy about. And so I got to where I could do like a delivery a day, because I still needed to like pay the bills and everything. And like while this stuff like does help, it's also just like, you know, the cost of living is insane these days. Like this was partially my fault, but I go to very wealthy areas in order to get deliveries, because oftentimes, you know, they kind of, they don't tip, but there are more deliveries, right? And so I stopped by like a really, really fancy like grocery store, and I grabbed like two things, and it was like $50, right? And I was like, you know what, I'm hungry, I can't afford to go back right now, I'm gonna just, you know, eat the cost. And you know, I did that like multiple times to where it just started adding up, right? And that's where we're kind of at right now. With delivery work, like, you just kind of break even. Like, I think my last delivery order, it was like I got $4 to go like all the way up into the hills, because it's just like, you know, you get paid on what the GPS sees, and, you know, it doesn't track elevation. It just tracks like two-dimensional movement from one point to another. And so according to the GPS, you know, it's only a mile away, but it's like, you know, 10 miles of just driving uphill. And like, it's a funny story actually, because like, I took the order, you know, it was a hummus burger, fries, and a salad and a soda. I remember it because I took the order up, and then I started driving through like these expensive neighborhoods. And like, I live in a pretty pricey area as well, just like not the priciest, but I was going up the hill, and I get to the house and I pass by it because it just doesn't look like a house, right? And, you know, I go back around and I drive into the driveway, which is also in a steep hill. And when I drive up, the house isn't really a house. It's more like a white marble cube, you know, that's just like, it looks like a cube. And I remember seeing this and like, I just couldn't believe it, because, you know, it was just like, what kind of tech billionaire demigod lives inside here, right? And like, you know, I saw the mailbox on the way in too, and like, it was funny because the mailbox looked like a house and the house looked like a cube. And like, I'm not wealthy, you know, I make money doing this, but I don't make living on a cube money. But personally, I would want my house to look like a house and my mailbox to look like a cube. But what do I know, right? I'm just a delivery masturbator boy. And so I take the hummus burger, which, by the way, is now cold because I just spent like 30 minutes driving up hills in like a secluded area. So I take the hummus burger and I put it on the in front of the cube, and I like ring the cube's doorbell, and the cube opens up as I walk away, and I look to see who lives inside the cube. And it's just like this like regular looking man who's like just wearing a t-shirt, shorts, and has glasses, and he's got like an overgrown buzz cut, right? And I like wave to him because I'm, you know, just letting him know that his food's here. He doesn't wave back. He just takes his food back into his cube, and I had to like pull out of the driveway. And as I'm doing that, you know, his driveway is very narrow. It's only designed for like one car, and so like I can't really like pull out. And so like I'm backing up, I'm going forward, I'm backing up, going forward, trying not to get on this cube's lawn. And, you know, the guy comes out of his cube, and I'm thinking like, oh, he's gonna help me. He's gonna like tell me like how to get out of here. Nope, he opens up the cube garage, which like totally didn't see that coming. And he gets inside and sits on a Peloton and just starts pedaling and ignores me. And I'm just like, okay, fuck you, cube guy. And that was kind of the turning point for me, right? Where like, you know, in my area, I live in like one of the like top wealthiest cities, not in the US but globally. And like, you know, feeling the wealth disparity from that was just very like kind of jarring. Like, I grew up around that, you know, I had friends at my high school that grew up in the country club, and I'm not saying that they had it easy because, you know, their parents were working all the time. And, you know, to live in a gated community in like on top of a hill where it's very hard to access, I think that's a hard life. But I also had friends that grew up in cars during the 2008 housing crash. And so, like, you know, I think I've grown used to seeing this wealth disparity. Never had that happen to me, though, where it's like, you know, damn, I'm really struggling here, and you're over here living in a cube. And, you know, like, ordering a hummus burger and not eating it, like, the second you get it, even though it's cold, that's, you know, again, kind of weird behavior, but like, what do I know? But yeah, I just like, I kind of hit a low point because I just sort of realized like, I'm paying a quarter of my income in taxes right now, you know, I'm struggling. And it's just one of those moments that makes you sort of like rethink everything and think about like, what am I really doing here, you know? And, you know, I kind of had to snap out of that. So like, while I was in the wealthy area, I like pulled into this one like strip mall, and I just kind of found like there was a day spa in there, and like my joints still kind of hurt at the time, and my hamstring hella hurt at the time from like driving up the hill. And I was just like, you know what, I'm gonna go inside the spa, pay whatever, and then just kind of relax, right? Because I need it. And so like, just to make the point clearer, fuck delivery apps, like doing the job, like what, I made like $4 doing like all that work. And on top of that, like, you know, now I'm in this wealthy area, I'm gonna spend like $144 on a massage that's only 20 minutes long. Like, I'm sorry, that delivery apps are just designed to rip off everybody involved. I'm just gonna say that. And to tell you the truth, I don't even order off of delivery apps anymore unless I can like put it on like Klarna or something, like Afterpay or whatever. Because it's just, it's not worth it. But I get inside the spa, and you know, it's nice. I get massaged by like a nerdy gay man, who's very shy because like I'm a big bear and like he's just like a little guy. And so like, you know, he's telling me like, okay, if it hurts, just say so, don't like, you know, lash out or anything. And I'm just like, haha, very funny. But you know, the massage was okay. And then the true reason why I wanted to get inside the spa was because, you know, they had a wet area, and I was just like, I want to just sit in a tub and relax, you know, not think about anything. And so I get inside the wet area, and I'm hoping to suck a dick or two, not gonna lie, but they have signs everywhere that say like, no crude or lewd behavior is allowed in this spa, it's not tolerated. So, you know, it was clear that, you know, this spa was a cruising site, but you know, it's past its glory days, right? Glory hole days even. But I was just like, I'm going to stay in this spa, and I'm going to sit here until I deal with all my issues, because like I wasn't thinking properly as well. And I was spending a lot of money, because like when you're kind of like surrounded by like wealthy people, you just kind of assume like, gee, I kind of want that. And I'm like a junk rat, right? I dig through the trash. And so like to be surrounded by people that just kind of like talk about their vacations in the Maldives and, you know, going to like Cabo or whatever, going to the Hamptons, like on a daily basis, is just kind of like, it's kind of like a blow to the ego. And so I kind of just need to sit down and just recenter myself. And so that's what I did. So like every time I would enter a new part of the spa, I would just say, okay, what do you want to think about? And then, like, for example, I'll think about taxes. And then I would say, okay, well, you're going to sit in the hot tub until you're done thinking about taxes. And then you're going to go to the cold plunge, think about something else, and then leave once you're done thinking about that. And I kind of just cycled through the spa, you know, every so often stopping to eat fruit, drink water, and then, you know, go back to sitting and thinking about my life. And, you know, I got to where I finally thought about everything I wanted to think about. You know, I was mad about some stuff, happy about stuff, upset about stuff, and I got to the point where there was nothing left to think about, and that was when I left the spa. And I went in around 11:30 a.m., and I left the spa around 7:30, and so I had felt pretty relaxed after that, to be quite honest, which, like, very much follows in the tradition of Thai New Year's. So what I do normally for Thai New Year's is I try to invite other people into it, because, you know, part of Thai New Year's is also like, you know, because it's marking the monsoon season, you go to the temple and then you kind of like have the monks wash you, or you wash, you know, your elders, or you go help the monks clean up the temple, you know, stuff like that. But like, if you ever try to celebrate a non-American holiday in the Americas, trust me, it's not a fun experience. It's just not. Like, you'll get people that, you know, they'll say like, oh, Thai New Year's, why are you celebrating that here? You're in America. Or like, I've had moments where like I'll invite friends into celebrating it, and I usually Americanize it, right? Because, you know, they have water fights in Thailand. You know, if you ever seen like the videos, or if you ever been there, they have water fights because the water is representing you, like washing away your old sins or whatever of the past year. And so like, I'd do that, but like most people aren't interested. But this time, like this year, it was like, it was just for me, you know. It's probably like the most like quiet, most relaxing, you know, New Year's that I've had in a while. And I think there's something to say about like returning to like, it's a return to form, you know, a return to like the traditional way of like celebrating it. And that's, you know, through solitude and reflection and everything, right? And so that's what I did. And, you know, I wanted more of that type of experience. And so like I bought a bunch of bath bombs because, you know, I can't afford $140, $150 fucking massage for 20 minutes. And on top of all of that, driving all the way out there, like, no, I can't afford that. What I can afford is like $200, $300, $400 of bath bombs, right? So that's what I did. I put that shit on like Klarna, and like my fucking credit score is fucking tanked right now, but I don't give a fuck, right? I don't give a fuck. I've got sore joints, and I just want to be able to relax. So I've been doing a lot of like bath time, play time sort of videos for my Just for Fans, which has been nice. I've only done a few though. A lot of them, a lot of the bath bombs, I kind of just use them for my own like relaxation to de-stress. You know, I'll start my day off with a bath, and you know, every time I do something stressful, I go take a bath, and it's just, you know, it's just perfect for me right now, at least. You know, even though I am a musk pig, I do like being stinky. It's just that right now I kind of just, you know, I kind of need to have a bit of a palate cleanser. I don't really know why. Very out of character for me though. And on top of that too, I also like shaved off my mohawk just for the holiday as well, which like a lot of people, especially at the gym that I go to, they were all kind of shocked because they never thought I would, or they thought something traumatic happened that resulted in me like cutting off my mohawk. But it was kind of a fun experience as well, because like I trimmed my mohawk, and then I got like this temporary hair dye spray where it's like I got the red spray, and like I sprayed all of my hair red to like sort of symbolize like I cut it off, and so like it's supposed to be like blood coming out. And then over time I like turned that red spray and like made it thinner and thinner as though a wound is like healing up. So like I made it very artsy, which like you would only notice if you encountered me on a daily basis. But that was just kind of for me to just sort of say like, you know, even though I grew out my mohawk for like 2 years, like I miss it. I'm probably going to grow it back again. You know, I think it's just important to sort of like recognize like, oh, this is just like a part of you. It's ornamental. You can just like anytime you want, you can just shave it off and go back to like looking like a normal dude, which, you know, I think a lot of us kind of need that from time to time, just like a little makeover. And like another thing I wanted to talk about is just like, I feel like especially as a man, like we're kind of just like raised to, you know, put our comfort last and believe that there's something like noble about, you know, never being comfortable. And I think like a lot of men just never, you know, ever relax. You know, they're always like uptight, even in public, even behind closed doors. You know, they're clenching their jaw, they're clenching their muscles. And they never just kind of chill out, right? And for those that do, it's just kind of viewed as like, you know, oh, you're going soft, you're getting weak. And I think for a while, especially while I had my injury, I was worried about getting weak and, you know, going soft, which like that definitely did happen. I'm way chubbier than I'd like to be, even as like somebody who is a gainer. I'm just kind of at a point where it's like, I've kind of accepted that this is just like my body for now, and that, you know, I can work harder in the future. It's just that if I don't relax now, it's going to deal some like proper damage that I probably can't recover from in the future, right? And so, you know, I've been relaxing, I've been learning to relax, which has been very difficult for me, and sort of realizing like there's so much stress in my life that's sort of self-dealt. You know, like I'll like not put away the dishes until like it becomes a problem, and then it's too arduous a task to, you know, do in a single night. So I had to like do it over the course of the whole day, you know, stuff like that. Or, you know, I won't get myself like a comfortable blanket, even though I own it. I won't bring it out of the closet. Instead, I'll use like the shittier blanket that's just kind of lying around and tattered up, right? Just because, you know, if mentally I think like, oh, if I use the nice blanket, I'm going to get used to having these nice things. And then once I don't have these nice things anymore, then I'm going to lose it or something, right? I'm going to lose the ability to endure hardship is the sort of like mindset I have sometimes, because I used to be very minimalistic. Like there was a time when I was doing like field science, and trust me, like if you like carry more than you need, everybody on the crew is going to make fun of you. Everybody on the crew is going to make fun of you for like, you know, being that type of person that, you know, requires so much, very high maintenance sort of person. You know, they're going to make fun of you for that. And so like, I think I'm finally at a point where it's like, it's okay to be high maintenance sometimes. You know, it's okay to have like a skincare routine. It's okay to like sit down in a massage chair for like an hour and then get up, you know, have a little snack and go to bed, and then wake up and just do the same thing again for that whole day, right? And I think like a lot of us do need more rest than we actually get. What I've been doing recently is just like I'll sit in the massage chair, and then once the massage timer is up for 10 minutes, I'll get up and I'll record over here, and then I'll go back once like, you know, I feel out of breath, or if like I feel like, you know, I don't know what I'm saying anymore, or if I get tongue-tied, I'll go hop back in the massage chair and then, you know, come back fresh. And so like I've been trying to live a more relaxing life. I've been trying to get rid of the stress and like try to lower my heart rate, you know, eat healthier, stuff like that. Especially while, you know, my body is still healing up. I think it's important for me to like be really nice to myself, and like it is part of like a solosexual identity to say, you know, I'm going to be the nicest person in the world to myself and, you know, try to make good on that promise, right? And like while at the spa too, like I was just kind of reflecting on like being a single gay man out there in the world, like having to fend for yourself. Like it's really tough. It's very tough. I feel like oftentimes my life only improved because of the work that I put into things. Not so much the stuff that like I got from community support. Like I even like reflected back on like a semi-traumatic like sort of experience that I had when I, you know, all I could do was ask for help. I went to like an LGBT resource center, and it was really fucked up because the person running the space was just like talking about how, you know, like they're allocating resources to somebody who's like somebody who's not me essentially. So they just started listing off like all these like signifiers. Like they were saying like, well, you know, you are a cis gay man, and so because of that you have a lot more opportunities, you are Asian, all these things that like I was just kind of like baffled at, because I was just like, you know, you're saying that you're running this resource center, but you know, you're waiting for the perfect victim. You're waiting for somebody who doesn't exist, right? And I've come in front of you asking for help, and you turn me away. And, you know, to sort of sit in the spa and, like, you know, have a vivid recollection of something that was hurting me in the past and sort of realizing that that hurt just wasn't even, like, beneficial to me. Because what did I do after that? I went out there in the world and, you know, I found, you know, other things to help me, because, you know, other people were going to refuse to help me, you know, get through hardship. And I think that some men just don't ever ask for help because they're afraid that the answer is going to be no, right? And so they either had to learn to help themselves, or they need to like fail in order to get help. And, you know, I was looking back on that and I just think like, damn, you know, like I was struggling back then. And I got through it, but, you know, it wasn't because of the good faith of somebody else. It was because of my hard work, right? It was literally because of my hard work and the luck required for that hard work to pay off. And so I think somewhere along the way, I sort of internalized, like, this sort of, like, never ease up. You know, you got to stay strong. You got to protect yourself at all times sort of mentality that, you know, it's not good to stay in that sort of headspace for an extended period of time. I don't think we as a species are meant to do that. And yet you know, a lot of men, I think, that are, you know, all they got is themselves, just like me, right? It's just like you kind of had to do that to survive. And like, I did a lot of disability activism in college as well, you know, advocating for like wheelchair ramps, advocating for like automatic doors, all that stuff, because it was a very old campus. And, you know, it's just interesting because like the second my body started to like give out on me, I just didn't want to believe it. Right. I just thought like, okay, let's push a little bit harder. You know, it's fine. You know, that just means you need to stretch a little bit more. Your joints hurt. Your bones are cracking. It's fine. You know, just, you know, keep pushing through and you'll make it on the other side. Right. And it's like I said, I celebrate 3 New Years, right? My entire New Year's resolution this year was to focus on training, getting stronger and becoming trying for my first powerlifter competition, right? And all that just kind of like got thrown away. And you know, now it's, you know, my third chance that I'm telling myself like, okay, you're gonna get stronger this year, you're gonna focus on your finances. And it's just like, you know, the fact that I was trying to focus on my finances led to me not being able to achieve another goal. You know, doing delivery work, it's barely enough money to like pay off like a few bills, but like even then it's like, you know, it's something. But that something also led to me, you know, developing joint pain, developing like all these problems now. And like, not to be so down on myself, but sometimes it feels as though like the only way towards like financial stability is literally just like living within your means, not, you know, pushing towards a riskier sort of career move, and just sort of like being content with where you are. Because like oftentimes whenever I like try to pay off credit card bills, I end up like buying more stuff because, you know, the credit card's at zero balance now, might as well buy more shit, right? Or like, I don't want to say the system is rigged, but I have a brokerage account, you know, trading stocks and everything, and I made a few good investments. I'm not a good investor, I'm not an economist or whatever, but I picked the right stocks and I made about an extra $1,000, $2,000. That's like, you know, that's I think a 14% return on investment, you know, really good. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to pay my taxes right now with this money. And so I pull out all the money from my brokerage account, and that account gets locked down because the next day, it turns out I timed the market just right and I dodged a market downturn. And so they marked my account as suspicious and like insider trading. And it's just kind of like, you know, shit like that always has me just sort of scratching my head and just saying like, damn, they really, you know, don't want people to succeed these days. And, you know, it's easy to like be down on myself about that because like literally like I'm still dealing with dealing with their customer service because like they asked for like my bank statements and everything, and I gave it to them, and they were like, oh, these are credit card statements, we're gonna close your account. And I was like, no, you're not. No, you're fucking not. And I like, these days I don't even fuck around. Right. I don't mess around. Like, I literally contacted like the Consumer Protections Bureau. I went to the government to tell them like, hey, they're going to shut down my account, and I still have my IRA in there. Right. And so, you know, they're going to shut down my account because I won. It's like the casino coming over to your table and kicking you out because you're counting cards or some shit. Right. And it's just like, you know, I try my hardest to make an honest living outside of penis stuff, right? I try my best because, like, you never know what Patreon wants to do. They may take the OnlyFans route of completely sanitizing the platform. You know, there's pushes in the U.S. in particular to get rid of not suitable for work content entirely and, like, completely hobble access to pornography for anybody. And so, like, I know I'm successful. I know I'm doing stuff that like resonates with other people, but it's just very frustrating the way that this world functions, where because of decisions made in rooms far removed from any space that I could ever access, that I could lose my entire livelihood overnight. And like, moral arguments aside about whether or not pornography is reprehensible to even exist, which I'm pretty sure if you're listening to this, you would disagree with that statement. But, you know, that's just kind of the state of working in the U.S. You know, any second you could lose your job. You could literally lose your entire livelihood, no matter the value that you bring to your company or to your community. And so, like, despite the fact that, like, I do make enough money to sustain myself through doing this, there's this fear, this anxiety that I feel every time I record, where it's like, I should be working on, like, you know, writing my resume. I should be working on, like, doing, you know, some form of networking in regards to, like, my major, or, like, working at, you know, a second job. But, you know, I can't do that while also doing this at the moment. You know, physically I can't, but, you know, maybe in the future I can. As much as I would like to admit that I'm smart enough to escape the anxieties and the trials and tribulations of being a young man growing up in the world, I can't, right? I still have those same anxieties of, like, not making enough to support myself in the future, you know, not working as hard as I can right now so that, you know, when I retire, I can be, you know, just at peace. And so this whole month has just been sort of a confirmation that, like, I am putting a lot of energy into things that don't really pay off at the moment. Like, I've said time and time again that, like, delivery work barely pays for anything, and yet I still do it. In any case, I just feel kind of lied to, because these delivery apps do kind of, like, promise a sort of, like, financial safety net, but really that safety net is comprised of, like, cook spaghetti. Like, is it actually going to help me in the event of, like, a nationwide not suitable for work content ban? Most likely not. Is it going to help me grow my finances to the point where I can afford my own marble cube up in the hill? Definitely not. But, you know, it just took some time for me to realize, I think officially, that doing delivery apps, it's fun, you know, just to get out of the house maybe once a week. It's fun to do it here and there, but, you know, it wrecked my body, right? And it's just very hard for me to sort of, like, recognize that my ambition did lead to me having an injury. And, you know, that's something I have to take into account, as well as, you know, in powerlifting too. I have to be very careful. And, you know, I say, like, you know, I'm on my own because, like, physically I am, right? Physically I am on my own. It's me against the world right now. It's that type of life for me at the moment. It has been for a while. And I say that not to, like, discount, you know, any of my patrons and, like, discount any of the help I've gotten. It's just, like, you know, if I have a bad day, I'm the one that has to take care of it. If I have a problem in life, I'm the one that has to take care of it. And, like, I want to say that I learned a lesson from this, but I feel like that would be attributing too much value to pain and suffering. I feel like, especially men, were raised to do that. I feel like, you know, being in the gym, being around these macho type of guys, you know, you hear all the time, like, oh, pain is weakness leaving the body, you know, pain is temporary. But you never hear that about pleasure. You never hear about like caring for yourself, right? Instead, all that stuff gets sort of put in this, like, framework of, like, well, because it's temporary, because pleasure is ephemeral, it is meaningless to chase it. And, like, I just feel as though right now, especially with the way that my body is, the way that my finances are, I'm kind of at this state mentally where I have to, you know, sort of take my time and go at my own pace, which is very frustrating because, you know, I want to go, like, I want to sprint towards what I want done, but, you know, I have to take things one step at a time right now, and that just really sucks. But hey, I mean, at least I got a big penis, right? You know, I can't be too sad. Can't be too down on myself. I got a big dick. All this to say, like, I think it would be beneficial for me to just like have a no buy month or no like purchasing anything for like until like Pride month or until my birthday, because like, you know, I still got that month of rent that I set aside back when I worked at the gym. I have that still, you know, in my account. So I just may use that and just like, you know, eat the food that I have right now. Don't go out. Only go to the gym. You know, only buy gas when, you know, absolutely necessary. And just sort of buckle down and get my savings back. Because like, you know, if I keep overspending, it's going to turn into a bad situation. You know, I think it takes a lot of courage for anybody, including myself, to say like, hey, I could afford my lifestyle before, but not so much right now. I need to dial it back, you know, just sort of, you know, go back to being a big cave-dwelling masturbator. But yeah, I'm going to be recording more. I'm going to be at home more. I also just set up my own home gym. That was probably my last big purchase was like a dumbbell stand and also like a bench press. I mean, just a weight bench. And so like that way I can, you know, work out here while I'm also like trying to recover. And that way, like I have, you know, a way to have very low grade exercise because I can't drop the weights. I can't drop the weights. Don't want to mess up the floor. And so it's more incentive for me to just kind of lift lighter, like not to toot my own horn, but I am pretty strong for a guy my height. It's actually kind of terrifying. If you've ever seen me lift, I do very unconventional stuff. And so, you know, I admit, like, sometimes I look at myself lifting and I'm just kind of like, wow, I look really tough. And I sort of combine my martial arts background with powerlifting. So they have these, like, I go to, like, a football gym. And so they have these, like, dummies, like the tackle dummies that you can, like, carry or, like, lift. And I can like take one of these, like, I think the one I use is about 50 to 75 pounds, and I can throw it in the air and have it go up about like 3 to 4 feet and then hit a wall and then bounce back down. And on the way back down this tackle dummy, what I do is I incorporate just a little like roundhouse kick or like an elbow, and I knock it back up. And so I sort of like play a kind of fucked up version of handball that kind of looks scary. But yeah, that's what I do at the gym. If you've ever wondered, that's why a lot of people don't like working out with me, because I'm kind of crazy. Like one time at the gym, I thought I was all alone, and you know, I was gonna move a barbell from like off the field into like the weight area, and as I did, I was just being kind of silly, and I was just like, what if I twirl this thing like a baton? And then I like grabbed it with the other hand and I spun it around and really fast, and I was like, oh, I can. And then while I'm twirling it, I just kind of like fixate on it for a while, and then I look up and the janitor's like staring at me. And literally every time that like I'm in the same room as the janitor now, or like he's in like the locker room, he literally looks at me and he like walks away faster than normal. And I'm just like, oh fuck, I guess I am kind of scary, huh? Because like, you have to remember at the time, I had a mohawk that was about 1 foot tall, and so I guess that just kind of made me look kind of scary, or like, you know, like a bad guy. So to further drive the point home, you know, that's the level of like strength I have that I can't access at the moment. Right now, I'm just kind of, you know, just like average person strength. Like if there's a heavy box, sure, I could pick it up, but I'll be like, ow, it's heavy, you know, like stuff like that. And so like to the average person who's not that physically active or just doesn't really like know what the human body is like capable of, they'll look at like me and they'll say like, what do you mean? You're fine. And it's just like, but you don't understand. Like, you don't understand. I'm like, it's like if I were, if a superhero came up to you and was like, oh no, I've lost the ability to shoot lightning out of my pinky. And you'd be like, what do you mean? We don't do that. You're not supposed to be able to do that. Everything's fine. Like, it's just really hard to explain that type of loss, right? And so Yeah, I think like I'm going to just focus on resting up and eating right and, you know, just recording and masturbating, just being a dude for a bit and just, you know, fucking masturbating my penis. Just focus on that and focus on training and just like, you know, just like old times. Like, let's not focus on the credit card debt. Let's not focus on that. No. We're gonna focus on penis. And so I'll see you later, masturbator.